Hello and good morning, Dighton Wesleyan Church family. I hope that you're all doing well today. And even though I can't be there with you in person, I wanted to take a few moments and share a message with you as we step into this special Christmas season together. The Advent season is such a beautiful time for us to pause and reflect on the gift of Jesus. Advent reminds us that God's promises are true. His love is unending and His light shines even in the darkest of times. My prayer is that for each of you, this season fills your hearts with joy, peace, and the hope that only comes from Christ. Today is an especially exciting day as we celebrate the kids' Christmas production. I really wish I could be there to see it because I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. I want to take a moment to thank the kids for all their hard work, dedication, and enthusiasm. I know you've been prepping and preparing and getting ready to share the news of Jesus in such a creative way. A big shout out goes to all the volunteer leaders as well. I know you've helped make this production so wonderful. Your dedication means so much to this church, and hopefully this will inspire us all to reflect on the season of Advent. Now, as I begin to transition and prep this new journey of ministry, I wanted to give you a few updates of everything that's happening for us right now. Right now, we're working hard to get our house ready to sell. This means packing, organizing, and taking care of all the fun little details. Also, while we're doing that, we're working with a realtor in Michigan to help us find our home. We're trusting that God's going to lead us to the right place when we make this move. Our goal is to be settled in Michigan by the end of January, early February. So things are moving along quickly. Please know that while we're excited what God has in store for us at Dighton, this transition is also filled with emotion. Leaving a place in a church family that has meant so much to us is never easy. We're so grateful for all of you, for your love, your prayers, and encouragement during this time. As we celebrate Advent, I want to encourage you to keep your hearts centered on Jesus. He's the reason for the season, the source of our joy, and the hope of the world. Thank you for allowing me and my family to be a part of your lives and this amazing church. I'm praying for you, I'm cheering you on, and trusting that God has great things in store for us in the future. Have a wonderful service, enjoy the kids' production, and God bless all of you. Merry Christmas.
Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.